Good afternoon. An announcement for ASL viewers. Due to the importance of showing unobstructed videos, we ask that our ASL viewers use the WebEx link provided in the description of the live stream. For viewers who would like this town hall meeting translated, please click on the WebEx link in the live stream description and click the icon in the bottom left corner to select your preferred language.
Good afternoon. We're here today for a virtual town hall regarding an officer-involved shooting that occurred on Sunday, November 9th, 2025, on Market Street near O'Farrell Street. Before proceeding, I'd like to announce to our viewing and listening audience that this town hall is being translated into Spanish, Cantonese, and American Sign Language. Today's presentation will include details from an officer-involved shooting incident that resulted in an injury to Trustin Eaton. In the San Francisco Police Department, we recognize that our sworn duty as law enforcement officers is to honor and respect the sanctity of human life. We also know that, as police officers, we are sometimes required to use force, including deadly force, in the performance of our duties. We recognize, too, that officer-involved shootings can have a traumatic effects on members of our communities, especially for individuals, their families, and loved ones who have suffered traumas of their own in encounters with the criminal justice system. To any of our viewers experiencing trauma from this incident, or from the information or images that we will present during this town hall, please know that help is available to you. You may contact the San Francisco Department of Public Health's crisis line at 415-970-3800 for trauma services. In the following presentation, we will release facts known to us at this time about this incident. We will try to do so in a manner that is impartial and neutral. We will play videos from the incident, including police body-worn video. We will answer questions from members of the public, as well as members of the news media, understanding that this incident remains an ongoing investigation. We will listen to public feedback. We will allocate 1 hour for public comments and questions. I want to emphasize that this incident is subject to multiple independent and ongoing investigations, which include the SFPD's Investigative Services Detail, the SFPD's Internal Affairs Division, the Department of Police Accountability, and the District Attorney's Independent Investigations Bureau. You can find more information on our website at sanfranciscopolice.org about the parallel investigations that occur following an officer-involved shooting. I want to emphasize that this presentation is part of SFPD's commitment to transparency. You can find more information about our pledge to transparency and accountability on our website. Thank you very much for joining us today. Commander Jack Hart will now present the facts of this case as we know them.
The officer-involved shooting discussed in this presentation occurred on Sunday, November 9th, 2025, at approximately 4:28 p.m. near the intersection of O'Farrell Street and Market Street in the Tenderloin Police District. Two SFPD officers were driving on Market Street when they were approached by a victim who said he had been bitten by a dog. Moments later, the officers located an off-leash dog, what appeared to be a husky-shepherd mix, and the subject, who was the apparent owner. The officer told the subject he was being detained. The subject did not comply with verbal commands. After a brief conversation with the subject, trying to establish the dog's ownership status, the subject walked and then pulled away from the grasp of one of the officers. The off-leash dog charged at both officers numerous times while aggressively barking and baring its teeth. Each time, officers retreated from the aggressive dog. The officers requested additional units. The subject continued to disobey all commands, and the off-leash dog continued to present a threat to the officer's safety. The officers warned the subject if he did not comply, they would shoot his dog. The dog ran directly at officer number two while barking and snarling. Again, officer number two backpedaled as the dog advanced. Officer number two discharged his handgun once at the dog, striking it in the right front leg. The subject immediately turned to Officer Number 2, raised a green bottle in one hand. The subject charged at Officer Number 2, threw the bottle at the officer, and an OIS occurred. In this presentation, you will hear the following police terminology and radio code language commonly used by officers. 1025 is the radio code for an officer requesting backup. Code 3 is emergency vehicle response with lights and siren. OIS is an officer-involved shooting. Dispatch is the Department of Emergency Management dispatcher and radio communication system. RP is reporting party. 909 is meet with a citizen. 216 is shots fired. 408 is an ambulance. BWC refers to body-worn camera. The precise chronology of this incident is currently under investigation. We are still in the very early stages of ongoing investigations that can take months to complete, and our understanding of the incident may change as additional evidence is collected and reviewed. The times presented are approximate. The following is a summary of the events as they are understood today and may evolve as further information is learned through the investigation. As of November 18, 2025, we believe the facts are as follows. On Sunday, November 9, 2025, at approximately 4:25 p.m., SFPD officers were on Market Street when they were approached by a victim who reported that he had been bitten by a dog. At 4:27 p.m., SFPD officers alerted dispatch that they were following a subject with a dog on Market Street near 4th Street. The subject was later identified as Trustin Eaton. Officers followed Mr. Eaton and the off-leash dog on foot. Officer number 2 told Mr. Eaton that he was being detained, and the officer attempted to physically restrain him. Mr. Eaton pulled away from officer number 2, and the off-leash dog charged the officer, barking and baring its teeth. Officer number 2 told Mr. Eaton that he was under arrest. Mr. Eaton then continued to walk westbound on Market Street with the off-leash dog. Mr. Eaton ignored the officer's repeated commands to stop and continued walking westbound on Market Street. Officer number 1 grabbed Mr. Eaton's arm to place him under arrest, but he resisted officer number 1 by pulling away. Officer number 1 backed away from Mr. Eaton when the off-leash dog charged towards officer number 1. On the third attempt to detain Mr. Eaton, the dog advanced again, positioning itself between the officers and Mr. Eaton. The officers warned Mr. Eaton that they would shoot his dog if he did not comply with commands. Officer number 1 told Mr. Eaton that he was under arrest. Mr. Eaton ignored the officer's commands and continued to walk away as the off-leash dog followed. Officer number 1 attempted to arrest Mr. Eaton again, informing him that he was under arrest. The officer began to restrain Mr. Eaton by grabbing his arm. Mr. Eaton was holding a bottle. Mr. Eaton tensed up and pulled away from officer number 1. Simultaneously, the dog charged the officers. Officer number 2 quickly backpedaled as the dog advanced towards him. Officer number 2 discharged his handgun, striking the dog's right front leg. Mr. Eaton immediately pulled away from officer number 1, held the bottle up in his right hand, and charged at officer number 2, throwing the bottle at the officer. Officer number 2 discharged his handgun at Mr. Eaton, striking him in the inner left thigh. Mr. Eaton continued toward officer number 2. Officer number 2 retreated as Mr. Eaton grabbed officer number 2's left arm and chest and forcefully pulled the officer against the building and held him there. Officer number 2 held his handgun in his right hand and extended his right arm, thereby keeping it further away from the assaultive subject. Officer number 1 drew his baton to assist officer number 2, who was being assaulted, and officer number 1 ordered Mr. Eaton onto the ground. Mr. Eaton did not comply and fled on foot from officers westbound Market Street with his dog following close behind. Officer number 1 updated dispatch and gave chase. Numerous officers responded to the area and arrested Mr. Eaton near Market and 4th Streets. Mr. Eaton's dog bit one of the responding backup officers while that officer was on the ground attempting to take Mr. Eaton into custody. Officers rendered emergency medical aid to Mr. Eaton, including gauze and the application of a tourniquet. San Francisco Fire Department paramedics responded and transported Mr. Eaton to a local hospital for further medical treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. Officers secured the dog on the South Muni Island on 4th and Market Streets. The injured dog was transported to a local veterinary clinic for medical treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. The subject's name is Trustin Eaton. Date of birth, February 8, 1996. Mr. Eaton was arrested and booked at the San Francisco County Jail for the following charges: threats, force, or violence to obstruct an executive officer pursuant to 69 of the California Penal Code, resisting, delaying, or obstructing a peace officer pursuant to Penal Code Section 148A1, a dog inflicting an unprovoked bite, SF Health Code Section 41.5.1A1, unleashed dog pursuant to SF Health Code 41.12A, possession of narcotics paraphernalia pursuant to Health and Safety Code 11364A. Crime scene investigators from the San Francisco Police Department's Forensic Services Division responded and collected evidence from the scene, including but not limited to the following: a green plastic bottle, two 40 caliber fired cartridge casings, and photographs. Officers on scene were wearing department-issued body-worn cameras. Two body-worn cameras captured the OIS. The body-worn cameras recorded the events as they unfolded. The Independent Investigations Bureau, or IIB, is an independent unit within the San Francisco District Attorney's Office that investigates and reviews all officer-involved shootings. Any relevant video footage or photographs can be provided to IIB by calling area code 628-652-4420 or by email at sfda-iib@sfgov.org. Anyone with information is encouraged to call IIB at 628-652-4420. The SFPD officer who discharged his firearm in this incident is Officer Joseph Toomey, a patrol officer assigned to Tenderloin Police Station. Both officers involved in this incident completed crisis intervention training. CIT is a 40-hour California Post-certified course which prepares officers to respond to persons in crisis incidents and, as a team, formulate a plan, establish rapport, and use de-escalation tactics, including tactical repositioning and creating time and distance, wherever possible, to safely resolve incidents. Today's presentation is provided in a multimedia format. In an effort to provide a transparent and comprehensive perspective of this incident, the SFPD will show body-worn camera footage, surveillance video footage, crime scene investigation photos, maps, and related visual aids. Our presentation today consists of relevant known video and audio at this time, but it is not intended to provide all photos, videos, or testimonial information related to this investigation. I will now provide a presentation of this incident using these multimedia sources. At select points, to increase the clarity for viewers, certain footage has been enhanced and slowed down to allow for a better understanding of this incident. Please note that this presentation, the enhanced video, and the unedited video will all be available on the SFPD website immediately following this town hall event. SFPD policies can also be located on the SFPD website. Prior to the beginning of each segment, I will provide a brief description to orient the viewer to the time, place, and location of the content about to be shown. A word of caution: the images and information you are about to see and hear may be disturbing. When a police officer uses force to arrest a suspect or defend against attack, the images may be graphic and may be difficult to watch. In addition, there may be strong language used by those in the video. Viewer discretion is advised, especially for young children and sensitive viewers. We encourage those in need of support to contact the San Francisco Department of Public Health Crisis Line at area code 415-970-3800. We will now display a geographical map to illustrate the general area of this incident, Market Street between O'Farrell and 4th Streets. The map will show a Google satellite perspective as well as a Google Earth view. We will now show video of an interview with the victim who initially contacted officers to report that they were bitten by a dog. This portion of the interview occurred after the incident.
So the dog came up to you? Was it aggressive coming
yes,
up to you?
Very. Okay. It was barking aggressively, it was loud, I didn't do anything. I just kind of stood there and I was like, hey, I have a dog, I get it, whatever. I'm like, oh, hey, whatever. And then it came up and just fucking bit my leg. And it, like, it didn't go through here, but it went through there. And then that's where I showed you the wound that's actively
yeah. And it just bit you out
fucking
of nowhere.
Yeah. And the dude, I guess, that was responsible for it, that I should get the information for so that I can take him to court.
Yeah.
Was just walking behind it nonchalantly. I then walked up to a cop car.
We will now show a photo of the victim's leg where he was bitten through his jeans by the dog. We will now show surveillance video of the victim skateboarding on Market Street. Mr. Eaton's dog runs towards the victim from behind and bites the victim on the leg. This video also shows Mr. Eaton's dog running after a pair of joggers and officers number one and number two confronting and attempting to detain Mr. Eaton. Parts of this footage have been magnified to increase clarity. We will now show body-worn camera footage that was captured from department-issued body-worn cameras. When activated by the officer, the camera records both audio and video. The timestamp displayed on the body-worn camera footage is in local Pacific time. I will introduce each video prior to playing it. Officers number one and number two were working together and riding in the same patrol vehicle. We are now going to play body-worn camera footage from officer number one.
Yeah. Where are you from?
Hey. John 12, David.
No.
Get over
stop.
Here.
That's my friend.
John 12, David.
He's just saying hi.
Get over here.
You're under arrest.
Give us another unit here. We're at O'Farrell and Market. I'm gonna shoot your dog, man. I'm gonna shoot your dog.
You're under arrest.
Get over here, your dog's gonna get shot. Get over here. You're under arrest. You're under arrest.
Stop!
What you got him with?
Look at him!
Get on the ground!
Look at him!
10:25.
We are now going to play an enhanced, shortened version of the body-worn camera footage we just saw. The enhancements highlight the dog lunging at officer number two. In addition, it shows Mr. Eaton raising a green bottle and throwing it at officer number two. Lastly, it highlights Mr. Eaton charging officer number two and physically attacking him.
Get over here. You're under arrest. You're under arrest.
Stop! Please.
We are now going to play body-worn camera footage from officer number two.
Huh? Yes. Yes, you're being detained.
There's nothing to me that does anything bad.
Is that your dog?
You're not asking the right question.
Is that your dog? Stop! Sit! I will blow your dog away! No! Stop! You're under arrest. Watch it. If you touch him, the dog's going.
I'm going to shoot your dog, man.
Yes.
Dog.
You're under arrest.
Get over here. Your dog's going to get shot.
No.
coming from Market or Market?
Market approaching 4th. We have a suspect with a dog. The dog is not reacting or responding to our commands. Neither is he. I'm shooting it. Stop! Shots fired! Shots fired! Affirm. Brian, watch out! Dog's coming behind you!
We are now going to play an enhanced, shortened version of the body-worn camera footage we just viewed. The enhancements highlight the dog lunging at officer number 2 and baring its teeth. Mr. Eaton throwing the bottle at officer number 2, charging officer number 2, and also physically attacking him.
To our commands, neither is he. I'm shooting it. Stop.
We are now going to play body-worn camera footage from officer number 3. Officer number 3 responded as backup and arrived on scene as multiple officers were attempting to place Mr. Eaton into handcuffs. This footage shows the dog biting an officer on scene. We are now going to play an enhanced, shortened version of the body-worn camera footage we just viewed. The enhancements highlight the dog biting an officer on scene. We are now going to play body-worn camera footage of officers rendering emergency medical aid to Mr. Eaton.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah, it's gonna hurt, bud. It's gonna hurt a lot, but you're okay. This is what's gonna help you, alright?
Just drive it, don't pack it.
Hold on, it's fine, we gotta
all do it. Alright, any people coming into the scene, walk, fourth and Market, put me down. Not one pet, nobody.
There's still a big space in there.
Drop down,
Same thing with O'Farrell and Market.
Okay, that's it.
I'm down O'Farrell Market.
No, Justin. Yeah. Hey, can somebody write down Justin?
We got the 408 coming through 3 for this.
Justin, what?
Trusted. 408 Utah. Metro 43. Have the 408 either come up against traffic on 4th Street or westbound Market.
Say it one more time.
From Grant.
Trustin, what's your last name? Eaton. How do you spell it?
E-A-T-O-N. 4th and Market. Stop letting Ted come eastbound on Market. This whole sidewalk needs to be blocked.
Here I go.
February
8th, 1996.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to lean up more.
Oh, all right, push him up a little bit. All right, you're good.
Trying to tuck this crazy.
We are now going to show photographic evidence taken by the San Francisco Police Department's Forensic Services Division and investigating officers on scene. This photo shows the victim's leg with a bite injury. This photo shows an officer's leg with a bite injury. This photo shows a bottle that was recovered at the scene. This photo shows the officer's department-issued firearm. These photos show two fired cartridge casings that were recovered on scene. This concludes my presentation. You will now hear from Captain Matt Sullivan from Tenderloin Police Station.
Good afternoon. My name is Matt Sullivan, and I am the captain of Tenderloin Station. At Tenderloin Station, our priority is to improve street conditions for everyone, from our residents to those who visit, support, and take part in all that this district has to offer. The expectation for officers at Tenderloin Station is to get out there, enforce the law, and engage with the community. In this incident just described, these officers were doing exactly that. They were flagged down and took action regarding a dangerous dog, an issue that we continue to see in the Tenderloin that affects the daily lives and sense of safety for many residents. I receive daily complaints about our street conditions, from drug activity to aggressive dogs. We continue to partner with ACC and are committed to working with local community groups to make improvements, especially for our youth, families, and elderly residents. I take all complaints, concerns, and requests seriously, and I welcome an open dialogue with anyone affected by our street conditions or by this officer-involved shooting. The safety of the public and the officers under my command remains my highest priority. If there are any concerns about how this incident was handled, I want to hear them. If you'd like to speak to me in person, please join us at the Tenderloin Station Community Meeting on November 25th at 6 p.m. Thank you.
The public comment portion of this town hall will now begin. The length of time for public comment will be 1 hour. To call into the meeting, please call 1-415-655-0001. Again, the number to call into the meeting is 1-415-655-0001. Please enter access code 266-011-82566. Each public comment caller will have up to 2 minutes to speak. If you wish to join the queue for public comment, please listen carefully to the following instructions. Interpretation is available in both Spanish and Cantonese. If you are watching on WebEx, you may click the interpretation button and select your preferred language. If you are calling into the meeting, again, please call 1-415-655-0001. Enter access code 266-011-82566. You may press star 3 to raise your hand to get in the queue to speak for public comment. You will be prompted when you have been unmuted and it is your turn to speak. Once again, each caller will have up to 2 minutes to provide public comment for this town hall meeting. Your 2 minutes will begin once you have been prompted that you have been unmuted and you begin speaking. Please be reminded, you must mute the broadcast you are watching in order for your public comment to be heard clearly. Again, if you are watching the broadcast online, please mute the broadcast or turn down the volume to prevent audio feedback so your comment can be heard clearly. Moderators, if there are any callers at this time, I ask that you invite the first caller in to speak. Caller, you have been unmuted, and your public comment begins when you start speaking.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Thank you. This is Aaron Wilson, and I've been bitten twice by dogs off the leash in San Francisco in the past year. So I'm very appreciative of the officers, and I think they showed a tremendous restraint, really, considering everything. And I think it's quite paradoxical that the Office of Police Accountability, or the Department of Police Accountability, are the ones who have the canine court under their jurisdiction, and there hasn't been a canine court since June of this year. And I think this is an important mitigating function that has been stopped, and it needs to restart. We need to have canine courts so vicious dogs can be dealt with accordingly. And there's no mitigation now of this, and it's not over 900 bites this year so far, reported to SFPD. Accordingly, I have initiated a sunshine ordinance to get all the documents from Department of Police Accountability on what is going on. Why isn't the canine court being held? Where's the money? And when is this going to end? And we're going to have a canine court. So we obviously need it. It's very much in the public trust. So I'm trying to do what I can to solve this situation. But I do thank you guys.
Caller, thank you very much for your comment. I do want to assure you that the San Francisco Police Department does and will continue to investigate all vicious dog bite investigations or incidents. So thank you for your call.
At this time, there are no public comment callers in the queue, and I will reread the instructions. To call into the meeting, please call 1-415-655-0001. Again, the number to call into the meeting is 1-415-655-0001. Please enter access code 266-011-825-66. Each public comment caller will have up to 2 minutes to speak. If you wish to join the queue for public comment, please listen carefully to the following instructions. You may press *3 to raise your hand to get in the queue to speak for public comment. You will be prompted when you have been unmuted and it is your turn to speak. Once again, each caller will have up to 2 minutes to provide public comment for this town hall meeting. Your 2 minutes will begin once you have been prompted that you have been unmuted and you begin speaking. Please be reminded, you must mute the broadcast you are watching in order for your public comment to be heard clearly. Again, if you are watching the broadcast online, please mute the broadcast or turn down the volume to prevent audio feedback so your comment can be heard clearly. Caller, you have been unmuted.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Great. Yeah, this is Aldo Toledo from the San Francisco Chronicle. I have a couple questions. One of them is, does this person have any priors that we should know about?
Thank you for your question. That is not information that we will be releasing at this time.
Okay. And then I was wondering about, you know, what we were able to see in the footage. And I did notice that the bottle was a plastic bottle. And given that the bottle was plastic, did the officer evaluate how dangerous that would be and how that would pose a danger?
Well, I would say this, that we are investigating this incident, that the officer will be held accountable to our use of force policy, which is Department General Order 5.01. It's when we recovered the bottle on the scene that we determined that it was a plastic bottle. Thank you for your question.
And you don't have any indication that the officer knew whether it was plastic or not?
What I'll say again is that the officer is subject to the responsibilities of our use of force policy. And that is under investigation currently.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, we have no callers in the queue. The public comment line will remain open for 2 minutes before we conclude this town hall meeting. At this time, there are no public comment callers in the queue, and we will conclude this town hall meeting.
Thank you so much for attending and viewing this town hall meeting. Thanks to SFGTV as well for making sure that this could be viewed by our viewers here in San Francisco and beyond. A reminder, all of the information shown in this town hall will be uploaded to the department's website, including all general orders that are relevant to this investigation as well. Thank you.